When we say that Mary, the Virgin Mary, was conceived without sin, when we say that she is the Immaculate Conception, we're actually saying that she was conceived wholly and entirely with a view to the future. Her freedom from sin, her intimacy with God, the lack of that barrier between her humanity and her person, and God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, was made with a view to what was to come. The fact that she was freed was by the merits of Christ. With a view to the merits of Christ, she was freed from sin. So immediately we have the future. But the future is not just the future of Christ, his life, his death, his resurrection, but the whole purpose of humanity, why humanity was created. I'll now read from the second reading of today's solemnity. It's a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. He begins, "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all the spiritual blessings of heaven in Christ. Before the world was made, he chose us in Christ to be holy and spotless, and to live through love in his presence, determining that we should become his adopted sons through Jesus Christ, for his own kind purposes, to make us praise the glory of his grace, his free gift to us in the Beloved." In Paul's reading, he tells us that not just Mary, but the whole of humanity, called to Christ, has a life prepared for us before anything was made, before anything began, before anything that God gave existence to. Christ had a plan, the Father had a plan, the Son had a plan, the Spirit had a plan in Christ. And as such, the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception is not so surprising after all. It's not just Mary who is freed from sin with a view to the future. It's not just Mary who is created with a view to the future. But for us, we have a barrier between us and the future. Sin is a barrier. Sin stands between us and what is to come. Every sin is a closing of a door or the blocking of a way. Every sin is a limitation of possibilities. Every sin prevents us from going forward, becoming what we are. And Mary's sinlessness is because she herself cannot have any barrier between her and what is to come. She must be open. She must be able to go forward. She therefore belongs to the future. There's no other human being. And now read from the Gospel, the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Went in and said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favoured, the Lord is with you." She was disturbed by these words and asked herself what this greeting could mean, but the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid, you have won God's favour." Up to this point, the Gospel speaks of the past. Then the words of the angel continue. "You are to conceive and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever. This reign will have no end." You see how the words of the angel are about the future, what is to happen. And not just the future of Mary's earthly life, but our future. It is true that, in a sense, Christ does not yet reign. He's not yet Lord over the world. Fundamentally, he is, in principle, but not absolutely. There is still sin, there is still fear, there are still ways which block us from the future to which we belong. We cannot go forward. But Mary was made for heaven. All her life she was going forward, advancing. All her life she was making progress. It seems to be significant that the first thing Mary does is to set out on a journey. As soon as she receives the Spirit, as soon as she is confirmed in her true nature as the one who's close to God without barrier, she makes a journey. She visits Elizabeth. She goes forward. Henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. She speaks of the future to Elizabeth. And she looks forward because the place she belongs to is the place which is to come, the heaven that Christ has made. And when we celebrate this feast, we celebrate possibility. We celebrate the ability to go forward. We celebrate the open doors. Mary is a sign for us because Mary looks forward, because Mary can go forward. And she goes forward in history, in life, appearing in the hearts of people, speaking to them, and always with one thing in view, the thing she sees ahead of her, the heaven is to come, where there is no sin and no barrier, no end to our travelling, no end to our opening up to each other, no end to our going forward, no end to our becoming. Mary is a sign of what is to come. She is our future. She is what we are to be in Christ forever and ever. Amen.